is the best route. 20 after 3 on your hottest frequency here in the place of the rising sun. In case you missed it, today is the very first day of the 16 days of the activism for no violence against women and children. So in our street shout out today, we decided to reach out to Umatidiso Dibakwane, who is a student at the University of Pretoria, currently studying Bachelor of Information Science with a specialization in multimedia. Beyond that, she has been quite vocal and on the forefront of youth advocacy, calling on our government to declare GBV a national disaster. She joins us live on The Best Route today to fill us in on why the decision to do such work as a young person. Matisha, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us on The Best Route, my love.
Good afternoon, Lily. How are you?
Absolutely amazing. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you so much for inviting me this afternoon.
Oh, it's only a pleasure. So today is the first day of the 16 days of activism. We're taking it all the way until the 10th, or hopefully even beyond that as well. We have a couple of questions for you, and I take it some young people also ask themselves, Mara, why would Matsidisho decide to embark on such a journey? So as we start this year's 16 days of activism, can you share with us a personally inspired you to become such a vocal advocate against gender-based violence? Where does it all stem from?
I'm a young lady living here in South Africa, and I feel like this matter of GBV affects each and every young lady and even children living here in South Africa. So I believe that I need to use I need to use my strength and everything that I have to be the voice, to speak for the people, for the victims of GBV, to be the voice of the voiceless and those who no longer have a voice, you know. So, yeah.
How do young people even embark on this? I mean, take it for the likes of yourself and you being an advocate against GBV. What changes do you think need to be put in place by, let's start with our communities and hand it over to the government, including young people as well in the country? What can be done?
You know, Lily, I feel like a lot of the, like, a misconception in among us and as people in general, and ways in which we can help in this movement of GBV. I feel like a lot of people think we can participate. The only way to make a good change or a positive change towards this is by being part of a large march or protest. And I don't think that's the case. You know, this thing can start small in our community, no matter the age or the gender. For example, maybe you can take part in volunteering or donating to like NGOs that support victims by sheltering or offering any kind of support like Power or the Kanagan Sisters Incorporated, if I'm not mistaken. So there's a lot of things that we can do as young people of South Africa that can contribute towards the change and the revolution as we try to push this movement against GBV. And the government, I feel as though we're on the right way. But yeah, we're on the right path.
We're on our way.
On the right path. Thank you so much. We're on the right path in getting the government more involved in this matter, because as seen before, I don't think this matter of GBV has been taken with urgency. We've seen a lack of urgency when coming to attend the matters of GBV. I mean, we've had a lot of years doing 16 days of activism, but I really see no change, you know. But this year, we have achieved a milestone in getting the government to sign the declaration of GBV as a national disaster, of which I think it's absolutely amazing in the beginning of us as young people and the people in general of South Africa in just changing this thing of GBV, where like, yeah, no, enough is enough, and this thing has to end.
If you're just joining us on The Best Route, we have a conversation with Matsidi Sodibakwane as we mark today the first day of the 16 days of activism for non-violence against women and children. Quite on the forefront of young people and youth advocacy. Just in closing, Matsidi, so I want to ask you this very straightforward question, yes or no. Do you as a young female feel safe in South Africa, yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you for chatting to us. I appreciate your time, my love.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
It's only a pleasure. There are plenty more. The numbers are higher than you could expect or think. We're doing our own bit as The Best Route on Rise FM to do as many surveys, interacting with people directly in a person on the show. Follow the purple box on The Best Route and hop onto it as well. Sam and Gigi, love is a liar on your hottest frequencies, Rise FM.